The question of whether wild horses should be allowed to roam free in national parks has long divided Australians, and that passion is rising again with just days left in the public consultation period for a contentious Brumby management plan for New South Wales. A group of scientists has written to the state's environment minister calling for the extermination or removal of all horses in national parks, including Kosciuszko. But supporters of the Brumbies' right to exist say they're now part of the Highlands' cultural heritage and their effect on the environment is exaggerated. David Sparks reports.
Scientists have long argued that wild horses cause extensive damage and threaten native Australian species. But others believe Brumbies have earned their place in the Highlands.
Wild horses should be allowed to stay there. They are a tangible link to Australia's high country pastoral and European connections with the mountains.
Alan Lanyon is president of the Snowy Mountains Brumby Sustainability Management Group.
They are sentient animals there in the park. Adverse impact claims haven't been sustained. They're more populist rhetoric than scientific statements backed up or evidence-backed statements.
Submissions close on Tuesday for consultation on the draft Kosciuszko National Park Wild Horse Heritage Management Plan. Under that plan, Brumby numbers in the park would be reduced to 3,000 from the estimated 14,000 currently there. It would aim to achieve that reduction by 2027 through trapping and mustering. Alan Lanyon says there's no need to take that step.
There is a place in the mountains. They have integrated into the biosphere. Again, contradictory to what some of the scientists say, they have filled a niche in the mountains. That was indicated by areas that were burnt in the 2020 fires in the mountains, where horses grazed to an extent around some of that country up there. The fire was observed to have only trickled along through that country, areas that carried higher grass and snowgrass burdens. The wind absolutely picked up the flames and tore it through that country. So that in itself is an indicator of the fact that horses do have a positive contribution to make in the high country.
If the draft gets up, it will be a big change from the current Wild Horse Heritage Act, which protects the Brumbies. That was championed by former Deputy Premier John Barilaro, who was strongly opposed to the removal of Brumbies and has railed against their culling for years. Here he is in Parliament in 2016.
Those horses has served this country well as police horses, as war horses. And that is why my community is so passionate to make sure that we never see aerial culling return to this state.
Others argue the Brumbies are causing catastrophic damage. 69 scientists, backed by the Australian Academy of Science, have signed a letter to the New South Wales Environment Minister Matt Keane calling for all Brumbies to be removed from all of the state's protected areas. One of the signatories is Jamie Pittock from the Australian National University, who studies freshwater ecosystems.
I've spent a lot of time in the Alps, and it's really tragic to see in those parts of Kosciuszko National Parks, with these huge horse populations, how the damage is growing year after year. There's now around 14,000 horses in Kosciuszko National Park. That population is increasing at 20% per year. Now, that's unsustainable if we want anything in that national park other than horses. The government is proposing to reduce the number of feral horses down to around 3,000 after 6 years. As a scientist, I'm saying that's way too high, that we should be trying to get all of the horses out of the park because our rivers, because threatened flora and fauna depend on having safe habitats.
Professor Pittock says the damage is extensive.
The alpine rivers are being trashed by the horses who are walking into the streams, trampling the stream banks and turning them into muddy wallows. Even worse, they're cutting up the moss swamps on the tops of these mountains that act like a giant sponge that hold and filter the rainwater and melting snow to provide the clean waters for our rivers. And so the horses really have to go in order to support clean and reliable inflows into our rivers.
He says aerial shooting is the only reliable way to reduce Brumby numbers.
Now, nobody likes to shoot beautiful animals, but this is the quickest, most humane and safest way to reduce numbers quickly.
A A spokesperson for the Minister, Matt Keane, says he won't comment while the consultation is underway. The New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service provided a written statement saying the draft plan meets the requirements of the current Act to protect wild horse heritage values while also protecting the environment.
David Sparks there.